You're happier now, Dorian.
Is that what that light tingly feeling is? I suppose you're right.
Wishing but wondering, wounded and wistful. What if he doesn't want me after?
But he did.
Now you're smiling. It's good.
You're smiling a great deal these days, Dorian.
I always smile. People like my smile, and they should. I have excellent teeth.
Do you always do it while staring dreamily into the distance?
It depends how long until dinner.
You and the Inquisitor, hey? What is that like? Jousting?
Fewer horses, marginally. More cheering, definitely.
Nice.
I received a letter the other day, Dorian.
Truly? It's nice to know you have friends.
It was from an acquaintance in Tevinter expressing his shock at the disturbing rumours about your relationship with the Inquisitor.
Rumours you were only too happy to verify, I assume.
I informed him the only disturbing thing in evidence was his penmanship.
Oh, thank you.
I am not so quick to judge, darling. See that you give me no reason to feel otherwise.
I overheard you at the tavern, Blackwall, asking about the Inquisitor and I.
I was unsure I'd heard correctly.
You have a question? Are your whiskers quivering with curiosity?
I would not pry into the Inquisitor's business.
Are you certain? I can draw diagrams.
No, thank you.
So what's your estimation, Varric? Think we can win?
You aren't asking me to give odds on our beloved Inquisitor's success.
What would that look like? 3-1?
In his favor?
After Corypheus pulled an archdemon out of his arse, are you joking?
I'll take those odds.
This is why I adore him so. You must have been driven mad in the temple, hmm?
Knew I'd hate it. Felt like choking down a peach pit, knowing it would end bad.
Sad. I would have given half a toe to see it.
Maybe you should be nicer to certain someones.
If I were any nicer to him, we'd be joined at the hip.